Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. There is now a curfew, but the chaos continues outside Delaney Hall in Newark.
And as that curfew was being enforced last night, State Attorney General Davenport says while many of those demonstrators outside of Delaney did disperse at 9, some did not. There was a group, she says, with helmets, shields, and gas masks who refused and were arrested. The governor, Cheryl's confident that the state police here can handle all this.
Having worked with New Jersey State Police and local law enforcement, I know how well trained they are, the best in the nation. I trust them to follow our Constitution. I knew it would be better to have them handle the situation rather than ICE.
Amidst all of this tension, family visitation with detainees will resume a regular schedule today. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, outside Delaney here in Newark.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the first ICE raids at immigration courts in New York City. It also marks the start of so-called mega master hearings. This involves holding immigration court proceedings for as many as 100 or more people simultaneously, meaning judges won't be hearing anyone's case individually. Murad Awada heads the New York Immigration Coalition.
It flies in the face of justice. And every single time this administration continues to undermine due process for one set of community members, they're undermining it for all.
He and others to join Congressman Dan Goldman today outside 26 Federal Plaza to speak out against this new policy. Another push today by the FDNY to get that fifth man back on board at 86 engine companies around the city. Andrew Ansbrough heads the United Firefighters Association.
You're constantly hearing about response times to fire runs, but no one ever talks about the time it takes to actually stretch the hose. When you're talking about a 4-minute hose stretch to a 7-minute hose stretch, that's 3 more minutes that the fire takes to grow, and fire doubles every minute.
Bottom line, he says the FDNY has been trying to do more with less and re-upping the staffing level to what it used to be will save lives.
There's only 20 engine companies out of 200 in New York City that have 5 firefighters working on them. There were studies done when they removed a lot of them, or most of them in the 80s, that show that having an extra firefighter on an engine company could get the hose line in place in half the time.
He and others to be joined this afternoon in Lower Manhattan by City Council Speaker Julie Menin, who is on board with this plan. Well, this is it. Your chance to cast your vote in the Mayor's 2K Jingle Contest. Cardi B and Lin-Manuel Miranda helping to narrow down the list to the 5 finalists. Here is the one submitted by Amanda.
My school's .NYC, letting these babies get care for free. Thank you, Mom Donnie. That's how it's always supposed to be.
Allegra's.
My school's .NYC.
My school's .NYC.
Come along and learn with me.
The jingle
come
submitted by Miyuki.
My school's .NYC. Child care, no cost is free. Get your phone and take it from me. My school's .NYC.
And the one from Gerald.
The new 2K is for every family. Oh, did I mention it's free? It's free.
And finally, John's.
My school's .NYC. NYC. NYC. Go to my school's .NYC. Come on, NYC. NYC.
Oh, man, this is going to be a tough one, you know? You can vote at nyc.gov/jingle. Zion Lutheran Church, now the new home of the famed community fridge in Brooklyn Heights. It needed a new home after losing its original location at First Presbyterian across the street because of a driveway that was under construction. James Custer is the architect who designed it.
We put leaflets and flyers all over the neighborhood. The community fridge needs a new home. And people responded. And one of the people at that town meeting was involved with a nearby church that was a new church. And she took it back to her community and like, yeah, we'll make space for it.
This refrigerator was the brainchild of Coster's wife, Caroline.
The pandemic made me and many others in our community realize how much food insecurity and need there was right in our own neighborhood.
Yeah, she and a group of neighbors found each other on the Nextdoor app. They realized they needed an architect.
And I looked across the table at an architect, better known as my husband, also working from home. And I said, yes, I think I can find one of those for you.
There you go. Bottom line, she says the fridge is built by neighbors for neighbors who keep it running, stocked, and cleaned. 1010 Winds is an official media partner for NYC Pride, and now we're getting the schedule for this year's Pride events around town. A lot going on. Here is just some of it. You've got the annual march, Sunday, June 28th, starting at noon at 26th Street and 5th Avenue. Also happening that same day, a street fair along 4th Avenue from 8th to 14th Streets. The day prior, there'll be a block party-style youth pride event down at the South Street Seaport, as well as the annual Dyke March that steps off at Bryant Park at 5 p.m. An apparent murder-suicide leaves a mother and daughter dead in Park Slope. The 23 and 59-year-olds were found with multiple stab wounds in an apartment on 2nd Street and 5th Avenue Saturday night. Police have yet to confirm it, but reports say the daughter, Kayla Wilson, stabbed her mother, Olga Elena Bracero, before taking her own life. The case now goes to the city medical examiner. More money to prevent gun violence in Manhattan. Today marks the start of Gun Violence Awareness Month, and Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is expected to announce $300,000 in funding for 10 community groups across the borough. He tells 1010 Winds police enforcement is only one part of the equation.
This community investment work is also essential. I see it when I engage with the youth, with the mentors and the coaches and the adults, the impact that they have.
The exact locations to be revealed later today and the exact groups. This is the DA's fifth year doing this. He says it's to lower shootings in Manhattan by 60%.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.